Welcome back to the Never Ending Starter. I'm excited to welcome our new guest to the podcast, who has created an accelerator startup as part of the University of Newcastle's Integrated Innovation Network, or I2N. I2N is an innovation hub which helps startups to develop their exciting new ideas into valuable commercial and social offerings. Our guest is Tania Papasaturo, who is co-founder of BMO, the first peer-to-peer decentralized protocol app in Australia that redefines car sharing and empowers vehicle owners to unlock the potential of their unused vehicles. Car owners share their vehicles when not in use, and community members who need transportation can easily find and use cars nearby using BMO. I've had the benefit of discussing BMO with Tania and find it has a deep heritage which is built on the concept of what is called Common Pool Resources, or CPR, and also more recently using blockchain technology. So an exciting mix of the past and the future. It also intersects with my interests in seeing more accessible, efficient, and safe apartment towers for our families and community. Look, we'll be learning more about this exciting innovation in the interview, but I'm also keen to learn about Tania's story, her inspirations and journey, and then ultimately, what about the future? Well, welcome, Tania.
Hi, John. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's lovely to have you here, and I've enjoyed our earlier talk about BMO, and I'm really interested to hear about BMO. And can you, in your own words, just help the listeners understand what BMO is?
As you said in your intro, BMO is a car sharing app that enables people to share their vehicles. But the difference with existing applications that are in the market right now is that this BMO is based on blockchain protocols that allow people to work and communicate with each other without any intermediate facilitation or participation. That means that when you talk with me, the system validates that it's me without having a third party or a corporate entity to say or secure that this communication is valid and legit.
So what I'm hearing, and I'm no blockchain expert, is that the issue to date is that the global internet providers and those guys have not only provided a service, right, but they also are mining data. Is that what? And so they kind of know everything about you, which is kind of irritating. So this is a different approach, is it?
Actually, it is, because data collection and data gathering in parallel use of applications is another product that is happening in the background that we are aware or we're not aware of. Sometimes when we use an app, we have to click on terms and conditions without even reading what we are giving access to. And what we're doing in BMO is, by utilizing this Web3 infrastructure, we are using the cloud in a decentralized and anonymous way. So the data are not stored in our own server. And it's a secure way of using product without sharing your personal life. So think about having a car that has a camera inside, using a car that whatever car.
Yeah.
And this car has emotional recognition. Machine learning.
Okay.
So whenever you're taking the car, somebody knows your emotional state, if you're happy, if you're sad, and then that could be provided in a marketing. Targeted marketing comes in, and this is how we get our targeted advertisers.
Yep.
That is sometimes good because, you know, every system knows what we need, but sometimes it's not. We want to live in a world that is secure and safe and we control our privacy.
Fantastic. A new model of related to privacy and enablement, which is really fantastic. Okay, so this brings us to the next section, which is who inspired you. And so, Tania, can you just give us some thoughts on that?
My inspiration about BMO started with my academic research. So my background is architecture, and I did my PhD in the University of Newcastle, where I explored how communities can, how we can empower communities via the built environment. So the idea of creating a system that enables people to collaborate and work together came from an architect that is called Le Corbusier. His vision into a very utopian project that he did back in the 1930s. He suggested that if people work together and share spaces, share amenities, share functionality, they can have a better quality of life with less expenses and with less of what they can achieve as individuals. So he created the Radiant City at the time, where people were sharing amenities, and the amenities were either gyms, laundries, common spaces that work together, kitchens, daycare facilities, and all that stuff in a communal thing. In car operation, it was very individual movement because it was in the beginning of the car industry. So having a car was equivalent of having a good life. What happened, though, at the time was that although the idea in this particular part was good, there were other parts that didn't work at all. But at this particular part of sharing and communal living, the vision overall was a valid one. Today, we are more mature into the sharing economy because we have seen, first of all, the benefits of it. How can we work together into achieving something? We're more ready because we know how this works.
Yeah.
And we know that we have a finite capacity of resources, a finite capacity of spaces, and we need the community around us.
Absolutely. So it's necessity.
The concepts that were applied within Le Corbusier's ideas, and not just the Radiant City, his future projects as well, are today are more relevant than ever.
Fantastic. And
a scientist, that her name was called Eleanor Ostrom, that she won a Nobel from providing a way of dealing with communities and how they are treating their common pool resources. Her protocol responds to the problem that individuals and humans acting like humans, they want more for themselves. They don't care about communities. So she provided a set of rules on how we can safeguard what is a common resource and how this can work for everyone in a beneficial way. So her protocol is applied into the BMO infrastructure in order for us to make sure that resources are always available and resources will never be reduced by individuals that are free riders and they act on their own benefit without thinking on community. So that safeguards and brings forward Le Corbusier's idea into today and ties it up very smoothly with the technological kind of aspect of it, with affordances that blockchain enable, that affordances that allow people to communicate with other persons without necessarily having a physical contact and without having an intermediary facilitating this communication. So those three concepts together are what is bringing BMO to life in the context of shared mobility.
Fantastic, and those are major inspirations. Just wondering, at a personal level, of you know, are there people in your earlier life that inspired you with where you are now and with BMO?
That inspiration that I just talked was the theoretical part. The personal part is what works and what makes us who we are today. Yeah. That brings back into a family root and into three or four generations back, where my ancestors and my grandparents were farmers. And when they were having their products selected or collected, or they were making bread, they had to share it with their community. They have to share what they had. Not, they didn't have to. They wanted to share it. They wanted their neighbors to be well. They wanted all their community to work together in order to flourish. And that happened with this kind of transactional economy, that when somebody has, let's say, tomatoes from the garden, was exchanging it with eggs. And this kind of thing was happening in an informal way, not just because they didn't have the resources, because they wanted to share what they wouldn't use, what was over of their need. So that was happening in my family from both sides, from my father's and my mother's side, like four or five generations back. And that kept us going until today as a mentality, as a philosophy. Like, I remember my grandma that she was she had a big garden and she was producing things that she didn't need.
Yep.
And then every second week she was going into the neighborhood and sharing with her friends that there were other ladies in the neighborhood that they had the same thing and producing different stuff. So they were just having this internal competition of whose products are better, whose products are tastier and all that stuff. And it was a very funny thing for me to observe.
That was an earlier life experience that maybe helped you inspire you with where you are now with philosophies and theories like that. Well, thank you for sharing that. I think we might pause there and we'll go into the next section. Okay, that was the who inspired you is just really a great lead-in to this section, which is actually about journey. And so, you know, it, just to define that, it's sort of like BMO is a part of your life, but there must have been I know there's been an earlier journey. And so can you just talk to that and how did you get here and maybe talk to that idea? Okay.
The idea around BMO was a very, very early idea when I was back in the day an athlete and I was doing high jump and I was traveling a lot. So when I was traveling to other cities and other countries, I just wanted to do my job and go and compete. And then I had 2 or 3 days left and I wanted to see the city. It was before Uber time.
Can you just pause there? So an athlete and high jumping?
Yes, I was doing high jumping professionally.
Oh, professionally. Okay, fantastic. So keep going.
So yeah. That was before the Uber time. And I was thinking what would be a great way instead of renting a car about that. Having a road trip and see the country to find a car that it's my neighbor's car and then use it for 2 or 3 days and then go back where I was renting the house so I could, use this as an external facility as I had water, electricity, internet later on and all that stuff. So that was the initial starting point of the idea. And then the one thing led to another. I'm an architect. I studied my architecture. I tried to apply this communal idea into my practice. But when I moved to Australia, I had the opportunity to go and do my PhD at the university, as I said before. So I thought that was a great, great opportunity for me to explore my ideas deeper and see how this can work into today's world. So through this very kind of interesting process and an interesting research journey, I built the protocol about BMO. And
can you just explain protocol for the listener?
So the protocol is the infrastructure that is behind the app, the way it's what enables us to communicate, what enables the application to run. So for the user, it doesn't make any difference. It's just an app that we're custom to use in our phone. But in the background, what the protocol does is it doesn't require anyone to facilitate this interaction. It happens instantly and it happens for every user individually.
Fantastic. Okay. So I'm hearing a progression that's gone through high jumping professionally through to your doctorate. Okay. And then through to BMO. Is that the journey line?
It is, but it's not the whole thing.
Okay. So keep going.
I'm a city girl and I like to live close to people. I like to have my neighbors close and I like to build the community. So this is why I choose to live in an apartment block and I choose to live with people around me and, do things with my neighbors when I have free time. So currently, as I said, in my early example, I live in a high-rise building. And we're having communities there. We're doing things together. So that is I guess, the foundation of how we can use our resources as property owners or property renters to work together into a more meaningful way, into empowering our neighbor instead of empowering a stranger and enjoy our moments. We're social beings.
Fantastic.
The other thing I have to mention is the support that I have received from the Athens Labs, an accelerator that happened in Greece, and they supported us in the technical part of the infrastructure. And also they provided resources in their extended ecosystem. So Athens Lab is a blockchain-based accelerator and worked for us with the Web3 requirements and all the technical issues that we face in the early stages.
And now I'm just thrilled to see these ecosystems regenerating over the last decade, or I don't have exactly the right timeline, but it's certainly fantastic. All right, so let's leave it there. And that was on Journey. And one thing I need from you, however, as I asked the other guest interviewees, is what is a song? When I mention the word journey, what is a song that comes into your head?
So I have a melody in my mind that is in my mind since 1995.
1995, okay.
And I don't remember the title and I don't remember the person that wrote this melody, but I do remember the video clip. So
Okay.
it's a black and white video clip with a children, with a child in the back seat of a car that is going on a journey. And I'm not going to sing it now for you,
Okay.
but it's an electric music song. So
Right.
it's just a melody, but I'm going to commit and send it later when I remember the title and the thing. But the melody for a journey is in my mind.
Fantastic. And just what I do with each of the interviewees is that whatever that song is, it goes up on the podcast page. So for listeners, with the podcast, it's not just, hey, watch it on, I'll listen to it on Spotify or Apple Podcast or et cetera. But there's always a podcast page that hosts that, and that's on johndrain.net. Okay. So stay tuned for and look out for Tanya's journey music. Okay, look, that's been lovely, Tanya, and thank you for sharing it. So that sort of wraps up the section on journey, which is a pretty amazing section. Whenever I interview different people, I always include a journey section as well. So let's go to the next section, which is future. We're just on the final section of this episode, and this is about the future. What's the future look like for you and BMO? Where are you heading with all this?
I think the only word that comes to my mind when we talk about future and BMO is exciting.
Oh, lovely. That's
I really look forward to see how this idea will evolve. Currently, we are in a radio silence state because we're building our infrastructure that we want to have our beta up and running in the first half of 2024.
right.
So we're working day and night towards that way in order to showcase the product and see how it works because the infrastructure is there, the alpha version is there, but we want to have it to release it to the wild.
Fantastic.
So
Is there a timeline on that?
the first half of 2024 is our goal, but we want to have things straight because when we're talking about cyber physical infrastructure and personal connection, there are several loose ends that we want to cover. So we want to have the people that are working with us, and they're not our customers, they're our collaborators, to feel secure and feel safe, and also to know that we have their back. So
Fantastic.
this is the type of work that we're doing now because the core of infrastructure is already built, but we want to just cover all the loose ends and tie it very smoothly in terms of safety, security, privacy, and I guess confidence and comfort of using.
Okay, and how does that work? Do you do like a pilot version and test it, or have you already done that? How does that go?
We have our pilot that it's constantly evolving
Yep.
as we are communicating and collaborating with people that are trialing it for a little bit, for a short period of time, but it's not something that it's following a program in terms of participating in a huge trial with several people. So that is our next stage as soon as their platform is where we want it to be.
So that gives us sort of like immediate pathways. Now, what about, I know it's a big question, but where do you see it's 5 years from now, where's BMO at?
I'm not sure if it's a 5-year time or if it's a tight schedule time, but the future of BMO and my aspirations about this project is to have nodes and pockets of transport applied in every corner where they are driven and managed and operated by the local residents and the local inhabitants. That means that we want BMO to be the new or contribute to a new form of transportation that is community driven and empowers local providers, and also contributes to a wider picture of how the city operates and how the city works and ties things together.
Okay, well, that's an exciting future, Tanya, and I really like and love the idea of BMO and the innovation and the ethos behind it. So in the never-ending startup, it's not all about venture capital and what's your sort of like strategy. It's more about the human journey, and it's really lovely. And we've looked at the story so far, journey, okay, and even where the what the future holds for you. So thank you so much for being here and for talking to us.
Thank you for having me, John. It was a pleasure, and I really enjoyed the discussion.
Fantastic.